Hi.
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 We have a guest here. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Adriana Herrera, and I'm the founder of a social enterprise called Hola Destiny. We build personal technology tools to help people get a job, get promoted, and increase their pay throughout the course of their career through interview destiny and pay destiny.
Okay, so we'll start with the questions.
Awesome.
So the first question is, what do you do for a living?
So I'm a social entrepreneur. What I have been doing for the last however long, 10 years or so, I build technology to help people in some capacity. And so what I've dedicated my life to over the last 3 to 4 years and moving forward, which I see to be my future as well, is to helping people equitably hire, which means to hire without bias, and then also to get hired and get the value that they're worth in regards to getting the pay that they're worth. So I build tech that helps people live better lives by getting the jobs that are meaningful to them and then getting the pay that they deserve.
Okay, the next question is why did you chose that career?
So I never thought I was going to be an entrepreneur at all. If someone would have told me when I was about your age that that's what I was going to do, I'd say, "What are you smoking?" Because I have a degree in psychology. And I took time off from my undergrad. I went to the University of California, Riverside, and I took a year off because I thought I was going to get my master's and PhD in child psychology, and specifically to go into the school systems to work with children with disabilities at the state level, administrative level. During that year off, I got a job working at a large nonprofit, and they were about to be sued by parents whose children with disabilities were being turned away, which is very illegal. And I grew up going to out of school time programs. I have an older brother who's developmentally delayed. I worked as a behavioral therapist in college, and I worked, as a TA. And so I had the experience at a young age to go in and build a program to help these children participate, and more importantly, for the nonprofit to help them not get sued. So I learned right when I got out of college that instead of trying to go into systems that already exist that have lots of problems, that you could build them from the ground up. And that was so amazing to me, the idea that you could do that, because I didn't know that you could do that. And so one thing led to another, and before you knew it, life had its own path for me, and I ended up getting into tech, specifically tech for social good, bridging together the idea of the nonprofits where you help people and the idea of, the tech and capitalism where you can, help people and still make money. And so that's the path that I took. And today that's all I do is I just build technology to help other people.
Okay, so going off of the whole entrepreneur thing, do you have any advice about entrepreneurship?
Yes, and that's really broad. So let me ask you a question. Is it specifically for like how to get into it, or if you're starting a business, or like what are your interests in entrepreneurship so I can make it more meaningful?
It's more about the whole starting process.
The whole starting process. So like I shared, I thought I was going to go back to school. And then for a time being, I thought I was going to go back to school to get my master's, to learn to start a business, to be an entrepreneur. But then when I saw the cost of doing that and saw that you were learning the theory, just reading about people building businesses rather than actually doing it, that didn't really make sense to me to read about entrepreneurship instead of do it. So I just started. And my first business was in tech, was a recommendation engine to help people find the ethical, sustainable, stylish alternative of their favorite name brands. And that company is called Fashioning Change. That was inspired actually by my family that lived in Juarez, Mexico. My father and my tios, they worked in sweatshops. And growing up when I was a little girl, we had rules that we couldn't buy things made of synthetic materials. We couldn't wear dark colors and, you know, number of other things. And it was because they knew when you supported these factories, what it meant for the workers and the violation of their rights. So I wanted to build a company where I can help people find brands that were doing good things for people in the world. And so when I came up with that idea, I knew nothing about entrepreneurship. I knew nothing about tech. And so I just started researching what are programs that are available that can help me learn, kind of like that master's program, but doing it hands-on. And through that, I found a program called the Founder Institute. And I applied, I got in. It was definitely scary because I didn't know what I was getting into. But, and also, you know, it was intimidating at first because I was, there's 33 companies that started. I was the only woman, definitely the only Latina. And at different benchmarks, different companies got cut because they weren't making it. So by the time the program finished after 4 months, there was only 11 companies and I was still the only woman through the program. So when you're getting started, I think the biggest thing to think about is, one, what are you passionate about? And why do you want to get into entrepreneurship? Like a lot of people are like, oh, I just want to be, you know, making it rain and like have lots of money and you know, all of that. And that's fine. But, you know, what is it that you're going to do that's going to also be making you happy and doing that at the same time? So, and do people want it? So when you're getting started, definitely think about, is there a need for what I'm creating? So like for Hola Destiny, the pandemic hit, people are out of work, specifically women are out of work. Latinas and African-American women have their unemployment continues to go up while everyone else's is going down. Women have less pay than men. So there's a need for solutions to help women get jobs and increase their pay. But there might not be a need for something else that I might have an idea for. So anything when you're getting started, you have to be passionate about it. And there has to be people who are passionate about it and want it too. And within the, you know, the tech world, they say if there's enough people for there to be a $1 billion business, well, then that's a good thing to go after. Now that I've done this a little bit, I would say, you know, you don't have to be the next Facebook or, you know, TikTok or anything, but you can. You shouldn't limit yourself. But you can also build a really nice, healthy business to give you the freedom to do whatever you want. And that's meaningful entrepreneurship too.
Okay, the next question is, what do you think is necessary to be happy with your career?
You have to love what you do. Like, you absolutely have to be passionate about what you're doing, because there are going to be some good days and there are going to be some bad days and there's going to be everything in between. And you have to have the motivation to do that. I think, you know, looking back at my experience too, to be happy and to maintain that happiness, to have balance, you need to have balance. Cause I know personally the times when I've been most unhappy working is when my friends are counting and sending me texts 52 days. And that was 52 days that I had been working straight, working 16-hour days, not seeing anyone. And, you know, they're mad at me. You know, my family's mad at me. Like, everyone's mad at me. And I'm just trying to work in something that I'm passionate about. But then, you know, I would look at myself and my friends would be like, oh, man, you must be partying so much because you don't look so good. And I'm like, no, I'm just working. So, which is not good, right? So there's no balance there. And it's important to, when you're looking at your career, especially as young women, to maintain balance so that you can have a long, healthy career. Because a good career means that your career is moving forward, but that also that you're staying healthy and you're not burning yourself out, which I have experienced as well. And I would want other people to avoid.
Yeah, well, networking is really a wonderful thing, but it does come with challenges. So we wanted to ask you if you have some tips on networking.
I have a lot of tips on networking. and my tips are going to be a little different, perhaps. Because when I've been networking, it's always been to usually try and find like a partner or like an investor or like something. When I was first just getting into tech, first getting into business, about, you know, 9-ish years ago. So very naive to the process. And what I learned is that the people who are like at these networking events, that is, you know, XYZ for tech or XYZ for marketing or, you know, whatever it might be, a lot of these people are there just kind of playing business and not really doing business or moving forward. They're just kind of there maybe because their boss made them go, or maybe because they want to sell you some email software or something. And as a woman, and as a feminine woman that likes to, you know, get dressed up and look nice, there's a lot of people there who just want to try and find a date. And that's a waste of time, especially when you have your goals that you're trying to move forward. And, you know, whether it's for your, for a specific part of your business or something broader, you don't have time to waste. And so for me, what I really learned, rather than going to events, where I've had, you know, a couple of challenges and a couple of successes meeting people, what I found the best networking to be, and which I recommend, is saying, okay, well, what am I trying to achieve right now? And then the next 3 months, 6 months, I like to think about things in like 3 month increments. And what do I need to learn? So I figure that out. And then I say, okay, well, who do I know of? Maybe I don't personally know them, but I know that they work at some company, or maybe it's just a position like a VP of marketing or, you know, a lead engineer or something that might be, that could maybe help me learn about that, or give me some insights, or, you know, whatever it might be for that I'm trying to achieve. And so what I'll do is I'll find them on LinkedIn or use a number of different tools that are available to figure out someone's email. And I'll just send them a quick email saying, hey, can I buy you a coffee or buy you lunch? Or do you have 15 minutes for a quick chat? I'm trying to learn about this thing, this position, this whatever it might be. And I saw that you're really successful in this industry, or whatever it was that appealed to me. Can I, you know, have 15 minutes of your time? And usually most people will respond, and they'll respond kindly. Or if they don't respond, then I just keep on emailing them, not annoyingly, but until, you know, they respond. I have one person who was like, oh, I'm too busy now. Oh, I'm too busy now. Oh, I'm in Switzerland. Oh, I'm this or whatever. You know, it took me a year and a half, literally a year and a half to get a meeting with this person, but I just kept on going, you know. And he's like, okay, she's not going to go away. Like, let me just meet with her. And then that ended up turning into a really fruitful relationship. He ended up turning into a mentor. This guy had sold his business to Google. He then later ended up offering me a job to work with him. I turned it down because I was building my own business, but it ended up being something really meaningful. So I think the best networking you can do to like advance your career is the one where you're, you know, sending emails, asking for 15, 20 minutes of time, and then you're following up. You can't just be like, hey, can I pick your brain? And then you don't say thank you. You always have to, you know, follow up and say thank you. Say, hey, 6 weeks later, I just want to let you know I took this piece of information and I applied it, or I used it in this way. Thank you. That really helped me. So that way they feel that their time is valuable and it's meaningful to you, and they, you know, feel good. And then they continue to build the relationship with you. That's like one side of networking. Thinking there's another side of networking where you have your same colleagues, right? Like the people who are the same age as you, who have the same goals as you, who are like right on that same path. that's important networking too, because whether you're working at a business or you're trying to do entrepreneurship on your own, either way, there's going to be some point where you just want to talk to a friend, not like a mentor or a business owner or something like that. And so having that networking too is really important. So there's like different women's groups and different industries that are, I think, very valuable for that. Also other, it doesn't have to just be women. I actually have found most of my closer friends in business are, they're mostly male, but having someone who you can talk to openly where they're not gonna judge you, but they're on the same path, that's another type of networking, which is really important as well.
Okay, the next question is, do you like what you do?
I love what I do. I absolutely love it. Being able to use my experiences to help other people to put together different puzzles every day. Basically, to me, that's what an entrepreneur does, is every day you wake up, every day it's different, and every day there's some sort of puzzle that needs to get solved. And to me, that's exciting. And it keeps me motivated. It keeps me learning. There's always something, you know, new and exciting to learn about or to figure out or to talk with someone. So I absolutely love what I do.
Okay, so I know you must have a lot, but just overall, your most important advice for people who are looking for a job.
A job. So that's everything an interview does to me, right? So anyone who might be watching this, who's looking for a job, we have both free resources, so you can create a free account, use our interactive interview preparation checklist to get ready. That's completely free. You can do our virtual top 10 interview questions. That's completely free. But right now, the job market is challenging, whether you're in the US or you're in another country, just because of the pandemic. Specifically for women, and this was in the United States, there has been 2.3 million women since February 2020 who have completely left the workforce because of responsibilities at home and having to deal with the pandemic. So when you look at 2.3 million women who have left the workforce, we're back to like the 1988. It's like 57% of people working now are women, which is low. So if you're a woman and you're looking to get hired, and you've been dealing with all of these challenges with COVID, pandemic, bills and all of that stuff, your confidence may be down. And you may feel like urgency and anxiety. And that's one thing that Interview Destiny really works to help build for anyone to get that job offer, is build your interview skills and build your confidence. And the number one way to do that is to make sure you're prepared. So for this is a piece of advice I give anyone doing any type of job interview. You have to 100% have done your homework and know the job that you're interviewing for. Because if they ask you a question, you want to be able to relate your experiences and express, oh, I've done this before. This is how I can apply what I've done, and this is how I would get these results. So that way you put yourself ahead of everyone else. And when you're in an interview and trying to get a job, the number one thing you can do is speak in results-oriented language. And what I mean by that is not just saying, oh, people love me or clients love me. It's, in my last position, I had 28 clients and I was able to increase how much they spent with the company by 12%. They all renewed their contracts for 3 years. Clients love me. So do you see the difference in the results oriented? One is like, people love me. And the other one, exactly why they love you. But for a hiring manager, if two people are saying, clients love me, and one's giving all of those results-oriented clients love me, well, who are you going to want? The one who's giving all of the details. So really speak in results-oriented language and make sure it's related to the job responsibilities is the number one priority for anyone who's trying to get a job.
Okay, so again, jumping back to the careers, what do you think is the best way to find out which career is right for you?
That is, uh-oh, did I lose you? No, there you go.
No.
sorry, I clicked a button and it, you guys no, disappeared.
It's fine.
So that's tricky. I have a friend right now who's actually going through this and she's trying to figure out, you know, what it is she wants to do. She got laid off. She had the same job for 10 years and now she's like, oh, I don't know if I really liked doing what I did. So she's been asking me this question. And for me, like, I've always been passionate about helping people. That's always what I wanted to do. That's why I got my degree in psychology. But the method of how I help people has changed greatly from the time I graduated school to where I am now. But the idea of helping people has never changed. So I think my biggest piece of advice for trying to figure out what you want to do for your career is, what is that big theme that you're like super passionate about? And what are the different things underneath that you can do to apply that? And for me, one of the reasons I love tech, which I never thought I would, and I actually did teach myself to code, and then Facebook gave me a grant to go to one of their engineering boot camps, so I learned more and more. I never thought I would do that. Maybe like, that sounds crazy to me if someone would have shared that when I was younger, but it's a tool to be able to do what I love, which is to help people. So the number one thing I would say is, you know, what is it that you are passionate about? And then of course, how can you use that to create a career where you can, you know, financially achieve the goals that you want to achieve? And it's really vague. It's kind of, that's a hard question because, and it can change over the course of your career. Like they say, people change careers at least three times, and that's okay. Like you don't have to know.
Yeah, so I think this is the last question, but do you think that money should affect career decisions?
I think you need to make sure, especially as women and young women, and we were emailing and I was like, oh, I heard your guys' podcast, and it's like, if I would have known when I was like your age, what I know now. Financial wellness is something that isn't really talked about too much. And maybe it's being talked about more, but when I was, getting out of high school, getting out of college, there wasn't a lot of talk, at least with the people that I was around or with my family, about financial wellness and what that means. And so thinking about the question that you're asking, yes, you have to be passionate about what you're doing, but you also have to have financial wellness and you have to put the two together. And sometimes it might mean when I was 21, 22, and I had my first job out of college, I was doing something I cared about a lot and I loved it. And I was very fortunate to do that, but I was also volunteering. And I was also like doing a couple of other little side jobs, working at a concert venue, because what I was working in wasn't necessarily paying me what, I needed to start moving forward. So sometimes there's like a little pros and cons, and you can do that more when you're younger, but you shouldn't necessarily have to. So I would say that you have to always think about your financial wellness, and especially thinking about pay destiny, which is part of Hola Destiny, is when you're getting your first job offer, don't be afraid to negotiate your first job offer. You should always negotiate the job offers that you're getting and use certain techniques to do that. So like, know what the market is paying in your area. You know, what is that valued at? Are they offering you something that's equal, or is it like a really low ball number? And the reason you have to think about your career and the finances that go with it, especially as women, is over the course of a career, and especially because you're younger, $1.2 million is left on the table by women for not negotiating their job offers and asking for the money that they're worth. So when you're thinking about that $1.2 million, like that's a lot of money. So you absolutely have to think about what you're passionate, your career, and not be afraid to ask for the correct money based on the market and the contributions that you're providing. So yes, you absolutely have to put those two together, but there's appropriate ways to do it and non-appropriate ways to do it. And that's what Pay Destiny helps with.
Okay, well, that was the end. Really, we really appreciate your time being here, and oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. So how often do you ladies do your podcast?
We do.
Oh, sorry, you broke up. What was that?
Oh, sorry. We do twice, like we upload an episode twice a week, but like the guests is usually one every 2 weeks.
One every 2 weeks. Yeah, I saw that, and I saw the ones in Spanish. So can I ask you guys a couple questions? Do you have time?
Yes, of course.
Okay. What is the age range that your podcast is? I imagine it's younger. Yeah, like your friends.
Yeah, I can actually tell you. Let me just open the app.
And then what was your motivation for creating your podcast?
She got from a movie, so we just started it. We asked like 5 of our friends if they wanted to be with us, and 2 of them said no, so we're just 3 in this podcast, but it's really great.
Yeah, it was actually going to start as a blog, but then it was like, you know, we have our voices, so why write everything when we can just say it?
Nice. Yeah, it's smarter too. You don't have to, like,
and the age group is, like, well, it says 0 and 17, but obviously we don't have exactly the kids. It's from 0 to 22. So, like, teens, young adults, around that.
So, are you in school? How old are you, ladies? If you don't have to answer, we don't want to. You're in high school. I thought, because you look younger and definitely sound younger, but it's super cool. So are you in like graduating, or you still have a couple years?
Oh, we still have a couple years.
Seriously, like, enjoy what you're doing now. Like, time goes so fast. I feel so old. And I have one of my very best friends. We've known each other since we were 14, probably just a little bit younger than you guys. And these friendships that you have are so meaningful and so important. So hang on to them as much as you can, because like life is going to start taking you like 5 different directions. And she's like the type of friend where I can just pick up the phone. Sometimes we haven't talked for like 4 or 5 months. And then it's just like, okay, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. So sorry, we have it. And we're like family, you know, after that much time, you just become like sisters, like family. So hold on to these friendships that you have. And like, I'm giving you a bunch of random advice right now, because these are all the things I was talking to my mother about. Also, when I was talking about that financial wellness, like definitely, like when I was 14, I had my first job, 14, 15, I worked as a party hostess with little kids' birthday parties. It was so fun. And I got tipped like $300-$400 for like doing one party. Yeah, it was a lot.
That's so cool.
It was so cool. It was so fun, especially here being, I grew up in San Diego. So we would have a lot of the families from Tijuana come over, and who were wealthy, and they would tip me well, because they say, oh, you're going to school, like, you know, you're getting ready for college, here's some money. But I didn't save that in the right way. Like, I didn't like put it aside or like invest it, or like, I have people that I've met now who have been investing since they were 12. And I'm like, I wasn't thinking about those things. So like, I would really think about you have so much the like life to live, but then also think about like the resources that you need for that, and start creating your tools and learning those things, because that will give you so much freedom. You know, unfortunately, we all need money to live and financial wellness to have that. So if you have that at a young age, you'll be like leaps ahead of your friends, and they'll be coming to you being like, how did you do that? And you'll be like, oh, that one day I met that one woman from All That Destiny who said to, you know, look at my financial wellness. And no, but for reals, like, that's something like very, very important. Do you have any other questions for me? How can I help you, ladies?
I think that's it.
That's
yeah,
it.
I think we're fine.
Okay, well, it was so nice to meet you.